Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this Sunday morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to be hearing from Kevin Whalen. Cherish the Ladies, haven't heard from them in a while. The Pogues, obviously one of my favorites. Paul Brady, the Sharon Shannon Collection, and Brian Finnegan from Sarah and Brian Finnegan's album, Fluke. And we're going to start off today's show with Kevin Whalen, who arranged this, The Maid of Coolmore.
Pilgrim, I'll wander for the maid of Are we running with the wind? From high cliff top, we're waiting with the rest for this journey to begin. And these broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly at all. See how we laugh, maybe we should crawl and beg to be excused. We shout loudly of answers to it all, but we have been refused. And these broken wings won't fly. These broken wings won't fly. Dancing with the wind, going with the silver tree. Your young questions, you ask me what it means, but I am not at ease. And these broken wings won't fly. These broken
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. On the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
The Pogues, of course, with Dirty Old Town from their Best Of album. And before that, we heard from Cherish the Ladies. We've all seen them a couple of times, including their kids. With Broken Wings, their album New Day Dawning. And before that, first up on this set, on this Sunday morning, we heard from the UCD Choral Scholars with The Maid of Coolmore. That's a pretty much a traditional Irish song. The version there has been arranged by Kevin Whalen. The Irish UCD University College Dublin Choral Scholars, their performance space is right off Stephen's Green. I'm sure they performed other places as well, but an easy walk from downtown Dublin. And the facility itself is the old medical school. So I've been to several performances there of various artists, but I especially liked seeing Kevin Whalen and his traditional band there a couple of times over the past several years. And right now we're going to be hearing from Mary Black.
Adam's at the window, staring at the apple trees on fire, waiting for the windfall that brings a smile of kings and their desire. door blows in behind him. Floral pattern summer dress so gay, burning in the sunlight. Too late to wait, the darkness will delay to steal her cherry lips away. And while the careless tongues of sunlight slowly trickle down the curve of hips, her fingertips in kissing sips we drown, in kissing sips we drown. And Adam will have his way, Adam will have his way. Adam's on the island, living in the land of love. Shadows lurk around him, drunk on the royal jelly of pure love. Full and ripe the fruit hang, but when the prince arrives he will want more. And more he'll drink from the canvas cup. The son of the swan will then lose his plumery, and he will wear away for a while and care.
Bouncing baby boy, and he's the apple of her eye. custom-made recipe for joy, gift that money couldn't buy. But Bob is staying now late at night, Mary's drinking on the sly. Is this a world I'm dreaming of? If there's somebody up above, teach us to play the game of love. Pushing and pulling, tears on the pillow, digging and beating each day. She wants his love, and he says she's changing. From a start, a love is just a foolish game. And when we end up against the wall, we find somebody else to blame. But if the loser gets a broken heart, how come the winner gets the same? Winner gets the same. Do we just pick up the house of cards so we can do it all again? Is this someone I'm dreaming of? If there's somebody up above, teach us to play the game of love. Teach us to play the game. We're gonna learn.
Sharon Shannon there with a very easygoing tune from her. The White Strand Sling is the name of it, and it comes from her multi-CD set, The Sharon Shannon Collection. And before that, we heard from The Game of Love with Paul Brady, with Primitive Dance is the name of that album, very well-known song of his. And first up there, we heard from, of course, we heard from Mary Black with her song, Adam at the Window. I have to confess, I'm not sure what that song is about. But nonetheless, Mary Black, a great favorite of ours, Adam at the Window, from her 25 years, 25 songs, 2-CD set there from Mary Black. And now we're going to be hearing from Brian Crosby. He recorded this in Dublin. He dedicated it to a person named Layla. And we shall be hearing the tune Stirring the Dust.
Thank you. Green with the boys of the army a fighting I've been, with my knapsack and gun wheresoever I be, sure it's union I fight for till Ireland is free.
Oh, then let me be living or dying, it's a sigh for the old sod I'm sighing. But the tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade.
in the 7 days fight, sure I stood at my post, and each pop of my gun made some rebel a ghost. And whenever the word came to charge be me sold, I made in some blackguard a bayonet hole.
Oh, but that it's myself they were slighting, for the flag of the free I was fighting, and the slaughter I made was delighting in America's Irish Brigade. Oh, then let me be living or dying, it's a sign for the oaths that I'm sighing. But the tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade.
When old Stonewall came down like a thousand a brick, it's myself and the boys drove him back to Bullquick. For we thought of Bull Run and our bosoms were full, and we wished we were running on old Johnny Bull.
If the boys of old Ireland would name it, our freedom we soon would regain it. It's myself would go in with my bayonet in America's Irish Brigade.
There's hope for old Ireland when Irishmen learn how to handle a gun or a bayonet turn. And by this and by that, if we once get the chance, there'll be rifles in England that don't come from France.
Sure, it's friends we have here when we need 'em, who when starving sent bread for to feed 'em, and they'll help us to fight for our freedom in America's Irish Brigade. Oh, then let me be living or dying, it's a sign for the oaths that I'm sighing. But the tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade.
That was David Kincaid. The Irish American Song is the name of the tune. Young America and Old Ireland, name of the album, implicitly referring to the young Irelanders who staged, and I do mean staged, a revolution in several towns in Ireland in 1848. And before that, we heard from Sarah Allen and Brian Finnegan with the reel, The Crystal Year. I really like that version of that song. Very good. And first up, we heard from Brian Crosby. Imbrium is the name of his album. And Stirring the Dust was the name of the song. Well, briefly, today in Irish history, on April 27th, 1916, during the height of the Irish Rebellion, while the Easter Rising was taking place in Dublin, a greater number of Irishmen lost their lives in Hulluch, France, than would die in the entire week of the rebellion. Beginning on the 27th of April, 1916, and ending 2 days later, 538 men of the 16th Irish Division were killed when the German army released chlorine gas into their lines. Many of the men had been national volunteers who had sided with John Redmond when the Irish volunteers split over whether or not to fight in World War I. At around 4:45 a.m. on the 27th of April, the Germans released a mixture of chlorine and phosgene gas from 3,800 cylinders, which blew into the trenches held by British troops. According to Lieutenant Colonel Edward Bellingham from County Louth, the commanding officer of the 8th Royal Dublin Fusiliers, quote, "Nearly all the men were killed or wounded." Another gas attack came on April 29th. The casualties in Hulluch compounded John Redmond's reaction to the Easter Rising, which he saw as a betrayal of the peaceful pursuit of home rule. Quote, "It is not an additional horror that on that very day, when we hear that the men of Dublin Fusiliers had been killed by Irishmen on the streets of Dublin, we receive news of how the men of the 16th Division, our very own Irish Brigade, and of the same Dublin Fusiliers, had dashed forward and by their unconquerable bravery retaken the trenches that the Germans had won at Hulluch." The Germans tried to capitalize on what was happening in Dublin, and on the 1st of May they hung placards from their trenches that read, quote, "Irishmen, heavy uproar in Ireland, English guns are firing on your wives and children," unquote. So that gives you just a taste of the controversies that were going on in Ireland during the rebellion. And it's Redmond's position, of course, was unassailable if you supported the English in the World War II, in World War I, and the difficulty publicity-wise that the Irish revolutionaries had, of course, was they were not supporting the Allied efforts during World War I. And so that typifies that expression and the young America and old Ireland and the conflict that they experienced during this time. And now we're going to be hearing from Jacqueline McCarthy and Tommy Keane.
Thank you. to Dublin. All aboard.
Hold it. Mary Ann is coming up the street.
Hold what? Put Mary Ann in the baggage car.
I know.
All aboard.
I know.
What you're listening to now we have it here. It's Bobby Kasian and John McLaughlin.
Ah, here's the fight in the town began.
With the Bank of Ireland, the Woman of the House, and the Morning Dew, which would be reels if they ever get to them. And before that, we heard from from Jacqueline McCarthy and Tommy Keane with A Trip Over the Blue Mountains. And then we heard from Sybil with More Brian Arafanga. Gurgum Ugget, Agustihi, Shahugan.